No matter how drunk you get, don't count the guy you meet at the club and sleep with the very same night as a potential husband. It'll never happen. I'm trying to remember who said this, but I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, who was looking for a husband? We came to party, which is why Wanda, Violet, and I, all underage and relying on fake IDs to get us into the club, were dressed in hot pink and orange and silver hot pants to make sure the fellas wouldn't miss our curvy behinds or our A to D cup cleavage in those thin, tight tank tops. Our white platform boots with fake goldfish in those acrylic heels also didn't hurt us any, which is why when we strolled toward the back of the long line freezing our asses off, we pretended not to have any idea how good we looked and had the nerve to act surprised when the fella started checking us out and, "Hey, girl," and, "Hey, baby," and, "Wink, wink," and, "Please let me be your man." The big bouncer strolled down the line reviewing all the girls like this was a Westminster Kennel Club dog show. And by the time he got to us, he said, "Y'all cover charge been covered." Some of the girls left outside looked at us like they wanted to kick our asses. We strutted right on past them. We never paid when we wore these get-ups. And I, the only one not drowning in department store cologne samples, rubbed a dab or three of oils I bought and occasionally stole from the health food store meant to lure and intoxicate a fella or at least make him curious enough to ask, "What's that you wearing? You sure smell good, girl." I remember that as soon as I heard the first few chords of "Get Down Tonight," I jumped up from my chair and ice skated out onto the dance floor and started boogieing by myself. And before I could sit down, Boogie on Reggae Woman ran right into it and then the hustle. And that's when this tall, black, handsome fella walked out and just started doing the bump with me. "You sure smell good," he said, looking down at me. And I looked up, smiled as innocently as possible, and said, "Thank you." Violet was dancing with an android, and Wanda says she remembered this like it was yesterday because no one had asked her to dance, and that's because she looked like she was mad about something. When "I Want to Do Something Freaky to You" started in, the strobe lights were just spinning away, and I kept on dancing, and finally he said, "I'm Abraham, and who might you be?" "Georgia," I said, and ordered my hips to give him one strong bump, then left him out there and strutted on back to my empty chair, where Wanda and Violet were sitting with their legs crossed, staring at him and then at me.